Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Let's bring in the coach, Derek Mason. We head over to West End. Vanderbilt opened up the season with a pretty impressive win over Middle Tennessee State back on Saturday night. Coach, how you doing this morning?
Doing well, ready to get back to work.
There you go. How satisfying was the way you guys kind of put the game away in the second half?
You know, it was a good win. I thought our guys came out and we played better offensively, defensively, solid in special teams, and that's what you want to see in the first outing. You know, our guys understood we left some things out there in the first half, but you know, we finished strong. So now what we got to do is get better from week one to week two, and Nevada's the opponent. So here we go.
How was the offense able to get going after a slow start?
I thought we looked at ourselves and felt like we left some production out there. We knew we needed to make sure we pushed the ball down the field, and you know, man, had an opportunity to do that in the second half, and balanced it with a run game, and you know, defense, you know, man, just kept, you know, been fighting and working harder to get off the field on third down. And I thought we did a really solid job all the way around of playing some young guys getting good experience, and now, like I said, we move on to Nevada.
You know, that Kalijah Lipscomb catch had to be one of the best ones you've seen since you were a coach here. Where would it rank?
You know what? I mean, spectacular play, but I mean, it's something I've seen from Kalijah since he arrived on campus. I mean, he's a young man who I believe is pretty dynamic. You know, he's got a chance to be a really good one. He's just got to keep putting good work on top of good work. But that was a great catch.
Well, we're on with Coach Derek Mason, head coach, football coach of Vanderbilt. Man, Coach, I just want to know, what did you say to the guys at halftime? Man, it seemed like you guys started off slow, at least offensively. It seemed like you gave them a big speech. You give them a big rah-rah speech, or it was just business as usual?
It was business as usual, like this time around. Like I said, I thought these guys, you know, felt like they had left some things out there. Mm-hmm. You know, man, the guys in the locker room spoke up about just needing to, you know, tighten up some things. No panic, a lot of composure in there, and really speaking to the issues. Coaches did a good job with some quick adjustments. We went back out and we played the way that we were supposed to play. So now what we're looking for is a faster start, you know, man, to this game, since it's going to be 11 o'clock kickoff.
Man, I've never seen anyone, you have to tell me this was intentional, manage the running backs the way y'all spread it out for the three running backs. I looked at the carries. They were almost exactly the same as far as the carries, man. Was that planned?
Well, no, it wasn't planned. We just said that we were going to get, you know, our best players touches. And, you know, those guys, you know, did a good job. I thought Carter ran well. I thought, you know, McKee, you know, it took a minute to warm up. But once he got back into it, because he's a, you know, a little rusty. So he got back out there, and once he got, you know, some touches, got his feet underneath himself, I thought he played well. And then Jamari has done exactly what we thought he'd do. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, he's a back that's got home run speed. You saw that on kickoff return. I truly believe, man, we've got the football team that I think we have. Now what we got to do is just keep pushing.
I guess tell us a little bit about Nevada, I guess, about their team and what you guys expect for us to see when we watch them.
Well, they're explosive. They put up 72 points last week. You know, like their quarterback, you know, is a spread guy who can throw it down the field, but you know, he can run it as well. We all know Colin Kaepernick came out of that system. I mean, it's a very, you know, receiver friendly system. And they do want to run the football, but they're about throwing it down the field. They want explosive plays. You know, it's about, explosive plays, screen game, and being able to keep you off balance with the run game. When you look at the defensive side of the ball, you know, man, they're pretty opportunistic. They're not, you know, a huge defense, but they run to the ball, and they attack the ball, they gang tackle, and they've done a pretty good job of forcing turnovers and getting guys off the field.
Coach, needless to say, I thought you had a pretty good day, you know, in terms of managing the game Saturday. Your two fourth down calls led to touchdowns, one directly, blasting games, you know, 30-yard run. The other one, though, you chose to punt. You changed, you know, you flipped the field, and you guys got the ball back and scored.
Right. Well, you look at where you are, you know, throughout the week, and you understand, you know, the opponent that you're going against. And, you know, there's always going to be a time time in the ball game where you got to make a decision as to, you know, going for it on fourth down and what that looks like. I thought it was the right time. I thought from a momentum standpoint, you know, maybe that was something that our offense needed. And so, man, we did it, and, you know, man, it worked out in our favor. And just deciding to punt, you know, man, felt that if we could pin them and make them go the long haul, you never know what happens. I mean, you want to make an offense go the length of the field to score. And so, you know, we were fortunate that they made a mistake. We capitalized on it. You know, Dio picked up the ball. I mean, he does it in practice. Our guys do it in practice. You know, we live ball, dead ball. We pick up every ball, try to scoop and score. And so that was, you know, an opportunistic a change in that ball game. And, you know, I mean, off two turnovers, man, we had 14 points. So that's what we want to do in 2018, cause turnovers and score points.
Yeah, to that end, you guys only had 9 last year turnovers, right, or forced turnovers. But the two were, as you said, absolutely huge. Having the presence of mind to pick up the ball on that backward pass, because right, you know, a lot of guys would just stand around and wait to hear the whistle, and then the interception in the end zone, which took away a touchdown from them.
Oh, absolutely. But what we talk about again is you know, like for us, man, we want to practice the way we want to play. So with that being said, you know, man, everything's going to be, you know, man, full speed. Man, we're going to make sure, man, that if there is a live ball, if there's a tip or an overthrow, we try to take it back to the end zone, because you never know how those things show themselves in the game. Make a referee's blow it dead, or make the refs blow it dead, make them have to make the call. But at the end of the day, let's make sure we do our job.
You talked before the season that you like the depth on your team, especially on defense, and you were playing without your two starting safeties, one because of suspension, the other one who got kicked out for a targeting foul, yet it didn't really seem to affect your defense in a negative way. Next man up, your guys responded.
Well, I mean, it was good to see these guys respond. I mean, obviously at practice, I mean, you're always rotating guys through and man, you're giving guys opportunity to show themselves. And we always tell guys, man, you're only one play away from playing. So, you know, make sure, man, that your focus is on taking these reps. Man, the reps you don't get, you gotta make sure you take the mental rep. And that's part of, you know, if you want to play at a different level, man, you gotta make sure you can be at this level and perform. And I thought these guys performed well. You know, on Saturday, in lieu of some suspensions or one suspension and one ejection. So with that being said, it is a next man up mentality. I mean, we have to continue to know that guys are going to have to play key roles in what we do, you know, I mean, throughout the year, and guys are going to have to step up. So that was good to see.
You like the early game? You played 11 o'clock this week?
I do. Hey, man, we practice early in the morning. So for us, I mean, it's par for the course. You know, anytime you get an afternoon game, that's good. Anytime you get a late game, you know, I mean, it gives us more time, but 11 a.m. game, it suits us fine. Nevada's got to travel out this way. They got to get up early. They got to play, you know, in a ball game that's probably about 10 o'clock their time. I don't know when they practice, but, you know, I'm sure that's something that they're going to have to adjust to.
Coach, thank you for the time. Congrats on the win Saturday.
All right. Thank you so much. Let's anchor down.